Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. Thunder and Lightning here, live at SEC Media Days. I am joined by Mississippi State All-American defensive back Kelly Jones. Jones.
Yeah, he said it right, man.
I got to know how your nickname is your name. How does that happen?
Oh, I think it came about with Kelly Jones Lover.
I wanted to talk to you about Kelly Jones Lover, so good. Go ahead.
Yeah, it came about him. I just woke up one day, and it was just like Kelly Jones. And I'm like, and my teammates were running with it. They liked it. And
yeah.
And my coach liked it too as well. So I liked it myself. So I just, you know.
Now it's your nickname. I think it's great. Every time I refer to you on this show, on Sports Talk Mississippi, on my podcast, I refer to you as Kelly Jones.
I love your podcast. I stay seeing them. They be on TikTok, Twitter.
They're my man.
Yeah, everybody watch. Everybody
Brother,
watching.
Anytime you want to be on Thunder and Lightning, you say the word. You're going to be on Thunder and Lightning.
Most definitely.
So I mentioned this before we went on air. When you were coming out of high school and I saw 6'4", 175-pound, 180-pound cornerback, my first thought was like, he'll be a linebacker. Like, he's just going to grow, and there's no way. A 6'4" cornerback doesn't really exist. And to say that you exist, I mean, you're standing right here. You're an All-American candidate, first-round pick candidate. When receivers come out to line up, do their eyes get a little big? They're like, wait a minute.
Yes.
I didn't realize he was this big.
Yes, actually. It'd be kind of shocking to me, because, like, when they see me, it's like, you know, they just look a certain way, and I'd be like, yeah, okay, yeah, I know how this is going to go.
Do you have that? Do you like having that mental advantage over them?
Yes, I do. Like with my length and my speed, because I feel like if they can't beat me with speed, like Bren Thompson speed,
mm-hmm.
I just feel like they have no chance.
So, last year was your first year really as a starter. You know, you played a little bit in 2024, got your feet wet. Last year, you really took off, and by the end of the season, I mean, I remember the Egg Bowl. I don't think they threw a pass at you one time. How, I don't know if gratifying is the right word, but when you're out there on the island and you realize you're not getting a lot of action, how early in the game do you realize, wait a minute, they're not coming over here?
When I kept flipping sides and I was going from east side and I was talking to the players at Ole Miss, and they was like, he don't want to throw the ball to you. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I ain't stopping until I get a ball thrown at me. You know what I'm saying? Because it's fun. I like competition. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it was it for me.
What is it about this defense, you know, this 3-3-5, that'll put a corner on the island pretty quickly. Are you enjoying working with Zach Arnett and the things he wants to do defensively?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm very excited, very happy. Like, I talk to him every day. Like, it's to the point where he don't even want me coming out to the game. Like, he want me following the best player. And for me, like, I'm very excited, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you give me the opportunity to follow the best player, then all lights out. So be it, you know what I'm saying? I want the best. I want to be the best. And, you know, in order to be the best, you got to go out the best. So, you know, I look for no help.
So they say we want you to go after the best player. Who are the best receivers you've locked up with?
Like this past season?
Yeah.
I would say great guys like Jordan Tyson. Mm-hmm. He was very good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Concepcion from Texas A&M. I would say Chris Brazel from Tennessee. And, yeah, I feel like those are the top three.
Okay. I'm a Saints fan, so I'm excited about Tyson. Should I be excited? Because the only time I saw him live, I don't think he caught a pass.
No, he didn't catch a pass. not on Kelly Jones.
Kelly Jones. We got. I'm telling you, as a guy who does advertising, branding is so important. We got to make sure we're saying it every single time.
Gotcha.
I asked Coach Lebby, you know, if he's an offensive coach, like if you had to face Kelly Jones, how would you do that? And he's just like, I mean, he sort of gave a shrug. He's like, talking about taking away half the field, but there is the other half. The other guys there, new faces. What do you think about the other guys in your cornerback room?
I feel very great about them. I always tell them that, you know what I'm saying, like, we can't go for anything. We can't give up anything. Like, that's my mindset. Like, I just can't go like that. You know what I'm saying? I just tell them, like, no matter what, try your best not to give up anything. You know what I'm saying? Don't get too grabby. Do the things our coach telling us to do, and you will be successful. Don't be scared and just go out there, you know what I'm saying? Look to the other side and look at me, and I'm going to look at you in your eyes and tell you that you got this, and let's do it. And I get them a lot of confidence.
Is that going to be Jet Jefferson? Is that going to be Jamrock Grimsley?
Jet Jefferson. Jarrod Grimsley, Kaysen Singleton, all the guys.
Yeah. Honestly. Jet was a guy I thought was going to start last year, and then that first game he got injured, and it just never worked out for him. What's he going to be like this year? He's got to be chomping at the bit to get back out there.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. He's going very hard. Like, he's very intentional, you know what I'm saying? Like, he in the aspect of knowing that it could be taking you like this. So he's very hungry, very hungry. Like, he works hard every day, spend a lot of time in the weight room, a lot of time in the film room, a lot of time in a, you know, just getting recovery. Mm-hmm. So it's a big aspect on him. I feel like he's going to have a great year because they coming.
What about having Isaac Smith behind you? How important is that?
Great. Great. I just know, like, looking back, I'm knowing that I'm scraped regardless. I know he's going to come down to tackle. He's going to communicate. And just the energy and the motor he plays with. Like, I watch his game myself and try to pick up things that he do, like coming with a motor and the way he tackles is, mm-hmm. like, relentless. So I try to add those to my game. But it's very great. I love him.
Tell me about Coach Bell. What's your relationship like with him?
Honestly, man, I hit down. I drop to my knees every day, and I'm thankful for that guy, like, for just believing in me, you know what I'm saying? Hit different when somebody believes in you. So yeah. That's one of my biggest concerns or my biggest why on why I do the things I do. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, each and every game, I look back and I just see him, and I just feel like I'm good, you know what I'm saying? Hit different when somebody believes in me. But I love him to death. He's a very father figure, you know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't ask for another coach.
Did you feel like you've learned more about football from him or more about life away from football from him?
Both. I would say just in the football aspect, just learn the concepts, two-man, three-man concepts, knowing what routes you would get, knowing routes that are breaking the stick, like first-level route, second-level route, third-level routes, you know what I'm saying? Knowing the receiver you're going up against, what they could beat you with. Like, just being dialed in, doing everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I learned a lot about him. And being off the field, just being intentional because people's always watching.
When you play cornerback at Mississippi State, you step into some big shoes. You know, guys like Fred Smoot, guys like Robert Bean, guys like Emmanuel Forbes, Martin Emerson. I mean, the list goes on and on. You're the next guy in that group. You ever hear from any of those guys? They ever talk you up?
Most definitely. It'd be exciting, like, hearing from guys like Emmanuel Forbes, you know what I'm saying, like, telling me that I got to be more vocal. Like, you know what I'm saying, I should be more vocal, be a leader, like, be the guy who I am, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't take a step back, you know what I'm saying? Like, just be you. You can be loud. You can, like, talk noise. You can, like, you know, be right to hype the crowd up. And, like, guy like Martin Emerson, like, telling me that I'm the one, you know what I'm saying, knowing that he wore number one, and I'm just trying to be like those guys. But, like, I'm trying to be one of the best to ever do it.
Jonathan Banks, of course, as well, won the Thorpe Award, the best defensive back in college football. Is that your goal this year, to win that award?
Oh, yeah, most definitely trying to be the best back to ever do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever it takes and whatever I got to do it, I'm willing to do it. Like, if I got to guard the best receiver, if I got to guard the receiver in a screen, I go do it.
So I want to tell you about an interview I did yesterday. I told you this man wants to meet you. He's not here right now. His name's Brian McFadden. Played at Florida State. You know, that's one of the DBUs that are out mm-hmm. there. And then played a long time in the NFL. And so I asked him about you, and he said – does he listen to this podcast? So I didn't know if he did or not, but now that I know, we'll pass it along.
Yeah, I'll definitely be watching.
So he says his message to you was, take it seriously because you can make millions of dollars. He said, now you've got to be willing to eat pencils if you're going to play on defense. Mm. Are you willing to eat pencils on defense?
I'm willing to eat rocks.
Love it. Love to hear that.
Rocks.
But he was incredibly passionate about you. He said, I know Kelly Jones. I watch Kelly Jones. And this is a guy I know can be at the next level. This is a guy who played for the Steelers, played for Mike Tomlin, one of the best defensive coaches to ever do it. How much does hearing that from a former pro motivate you?
Man,
or do you need any more motivation?
It just – a guy like me coming from Clarksdale, Mississippi, it's just, mm-hmm. I'm just very thankful to even get my name even brought up in a situation like this. Like, yeah. I'm just very just grateful, you know, just to be in this situation. I feel like it's a great milestone for me. It's just making me hungry, make me go out there to do more than more, you know what I'm saying? Because doing more is not enough. So I got to go out there and do more than I thought I could do.
Clarksdale is a town that's produced a lot of great Mississippi State Bulldogs. I know you know JT Gray, Mario Hagan, Elton Jenkins mm-hmm. is from Clarksdale. Are you the next great Clarksdale to Mississippi State to the pros story?
Oh, most definitely. Just showing the kids that it's able to do, just showing everybody that you can do it. And I'm one of the ones who used to sit down on one knee and raise my hand and show Elton Jenkins them that I want to be just like them or even greater than them, and they okay with it.
So what's the next – how should I put this? What's the next thing you've got to get this year? Last year you looked at the way you covered receivers and the plays that you made. What's the thing that Kelly Jones needs to get better at?
I would say tackling, being more involved mm-hmm. on defense, communicating more, just being, you know, in and out, you know what I'm saying, within, like, guard and receiver, follow them everywhere, you know. Being able to look at the other side of the field and to the other team that's showing them that I'm here, you know what I'm saying, and let them know that I will be here for a long time.
What does – being a leader mean to you?
It means a lot, honestly. That knowing that even running sprints, I can't bend over. I can't get tired because everybody always watching. I look at it like it's kids watching, you know what I'm saying? They want you to show them a great example. You know what I'm saying? I want to be a great teammate to all my teammates. And I'm just very thankful to be in this situation.
Mississippi State this year, we talked a lot about individual stuff here. Mississippi State trying to get back to where it used to be, trying to get there into the race for the college football playoff. What is Mississippi State going to do this season?
Oh, I feel like we're going to shock a lot of people. The game that we fell short with last year was a very stinger, you know what I'm saying? We're very heartbroken from that. And learning from that, knowing that what it takes to get there and knowing that you had to finish. So I feel like we're going to be head on steam. We're not running away from the roar. We're going to the roar, you know what I'm saying? So whoever wants it, they bring it on.
All right, last question. We've been asking everybody the same last question here. Who is the best high school football player you ever played against?
The best high school football player?
Yeah.
High school football player.
Somebody from Greenwood, Greenville?
I was a Shadur Sanders.
Shadur Sanders? You played against him in high school?
Yeah, we played them 10th grade at Trinity Christian, came to Clarksdale, Mississippi.
Oh, wow.
And we played them.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Man, you caught me off guard there. Yeah,
definitely.
That's a good choice. That's a good choice. Kelly, all the best for you this year. Best wishes. Wish you a lot of success out there. Can I get a plug for Thunder and Lightning to tell people to listen?
Most definitely. Y'all make sure y'all go tap in, man. Very great podcast, you know what I'm saying? You wouldn't want to regret because I watch it every time. I wouldn't even lie like you like I didn't. But I love his podcast, you know what I'm saying? Even the good and the bad just keep me motivated. So, yeah, y'all go watch it, man.
My man, Kelly Jones-Jones. I appreciate you, man.
Nah, thank you.
Thunder and Lightning, we'll be back here live at SEC Media Days in just a few minutes.
Yes, with sir.
With our interview with Bryant McFadden.
Thank you.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.